This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Wrapping up our conversation last hour with Governor Doug Burgum, we had a couple of text questions to get to for him. And then it's time for Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall with your questions and comments. Welcome from the PetroServe USA studios. That's right, PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And the best home cooking you're going to find anywhere. Grab-and-go convenience. Listen to this in Valley City, exit 292. Do not pass exit 292 without pulling into PetroServe USA, one of the great convenience stores in our wonderful... I think it's the best convenience store, bar none, in the state. It just has everything.
I'm with you.
But the food is fantastic. Pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine, the specials today, and they have all kinds of options and choices. Great Valley Meats burgers and so much more. Their chicken is fantastic at all the PetroServe USA stores. They have that roasted chicken that is just the best. Also today, two Sloppy Joes and Chips in Harwood. That's off I-29 and the Harwood exit north of Fargo. Or two Fargo locations. Well, one Fargo, one West Fargo. Pulled pork at 12th Avenue North Fargo and I-29. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, beef stroganoff today. All the lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. All the stores have, not just those four that I mentioned, all the stores of PetroServe USA, from Mandan, Bismarck, Valley City, Castleton, Arthur. You know, PetroServe USA includes stores in Fargo and Moorhead and Dilworth and down in Bemidji and Wahpeton and
Glendon
as well. Thank you very much. Yeah, you just keep going down that corridor from, you know, straight east, west to east from Mandan all the way to Glendon, and you got lots of choices there. Okay, 4 for $4 deal, a single topping personal or breakfast pizza, two fresh baked cookies and a 20-ounce drink, four items, $4. PetroServe USA. Tell him Scott sent you. All right. Question one for Governor Burgum. Then our last question for Governor Burgum, and then we're going to chat with Senator Kevin Cramer here. The question was more of a comment, I guess, and it came in the form of this from a texter. The governor says we're in great shape, but ask the restaurants if they're in great shape. People don't want to go out because things are still weird. Governor, you can help that.
Well, I think it's twofold. One is we got to just keep doing great work here to make sure we have low numbers. When we have low numbers and there's less community spread, people are more confident about getting out in the community. Second is if we develop a culture of respect for people that are wearing masks. If you're an older couple and you want to go out, you know, for dinner, you may want to be wearing a mask until you get to the booth that you're seated at your table. And we need to respect those people that feel that they want to take a little extra protection when they're going out. And then for the business owners, I mean, some business owners have, you know, expanded outside seating. They've changed their layout. You know, they're doing, you know, they got the takeout. I mean, some people have done a thriving business since the beginning of this. And I, you know, again, credit to those operators who figured out a way to adjust their business models, or those that are, you know, applying for the emergency resiliency grants from Commerce. They give them the extra ability to make the modifications so that they can attract more patrons and do it in a way where everybody feels confident, because this does require us to it's an emergency that requires response in terms of business models, and again, respect for those people that have a reason to take more precautions when they go out, because I said the risk of this doesn't fall evenly on families or individuals.
We really appreciate the governor taking the time to take those questions. There were, you know, way more comments than we had time for. Maybe we'll try and schedule him for an hour next time to do that. But I sense a great deal of frustration among people. I am frustrated that I believe we are doing more damage to business than is necessary by constantly talking about COVID. Now, you could say, well, Scott, you're doing the same thing. Stop talking about it. You're right. But what I'm trying to do is at least fight the battle to say, where is the data that tells me I should be scared? Where is the data that tells me I should stay home and lock my doors and never? I don't find that. I see data that says there's a threat there, certainly, but it's not different in you know, really big ways from other, you know, H1N1 or, you know, the flu every winter. Look, if you're health vulnerable, you know, you're in that category. The flu, a fall, anything can put you into a very difficult situation. So I'm trying. I just want to get us to that point. Texter says, I'm not interested in Governor Burgum's virtue signaling and his touchy-feely emotions. North Dakota nice, North Dakota smart, and all the North Dakota group think slogans are placing everyone in one group and effectively trying to shame anyone that does not support his narrative. I'm an individual, not a part of a collective. I'm interested in my God-given rights that the Constitution was written to protect. And reading that tells me we're in North Dakota. And I think we've got to keep asking the tough questions here. That one's on Facebook. But we did have one other question for the governor. I'm going to put it up on Facebook because you're really going to like the answer. Well, I don't know if you like the answer. I don't know. Will there be NDSU football as we know it this fall? Will there be UND hockey this fall as we know it? I'll tease this. We don't know, but the governor tells us how that could possibly happen in the answer, and we'll have that for you on our website, Facebook, and all the rest. Without any further ado, Senator Kevin Cramer is here on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Senator, welcome back. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, Scott. I'm especially well because I'm in Bismarck today, or as I like to call it, Normalville. I love going to Shields where I just walk in and everybody else just walks in like they've always walked in. They buy stuff and they walk out like they've always walked out and they say hi to each other and it's just sort of wonderful. It's just great to be home. And of course, Monday I go back to Washington where, you know, everybody looks at each other like they're Martians. But in case of about half of them, they are. So,
you know, speaking of restaurants, as I just was, by the way, I know, a place you and I have had a tortilla every now and then, either some chicken or some beef or, you know, a little burrito. Tortilla Coast has closed because of the damage done to them economically from COVID. A huge hangout on Capitol Hill. I can't believe it.
Well, it's tragic. It's right across the street from where I live, and it's a place I love to frequent along with you. They did hang in there quite a while with curbside pickup and delivery and all of those things, and I tried to do my part to accommodate that and keep them in business, but it wasn't enough. And I don't know what the future holds for a lot of these businesses in places like Washington, where the government is just so heavy-handed, and plus there's a compliance culture. There's a whole culture of people who think whatever the government tells them to do, they should do, unless of course Donald Trump suggested, then they should break the windows and burn the buildings. But it's sad to see an iconic institution like that close up for good.
Well, I'm really fearful, honestly, that we're going to get to a point here where there are no more PPP loans or grants, thanks to your good work, and there are not the safety net. Hey, we realize we did this because of COVID, so therefore, you know, here's something to help bridge the gap. It's going to dry up at some point. Has to. We have a federal debt that's already spiraling out of control. But yet business isn't back, and business isn't back because we continue to say, wear a mask, don't wear a mask, wear a mask, don't wear a mask. Flatten the curve. Oh, no, a spike, oh, no. You know, can we have football? Can we not have football? My gosh, who would in their right mind think you can just go about it? I realize I'm with you in the Shield story. A lot of people do, but a lot of people don't. And they're scared right now, and I think they're scared because government. Do the threats from COVID warrant the level of threat we're getting from our elected leaders, from our media?
Well, I'm going to put most of it on the media itself, because you'll get elected leaders that will speak in pretty balanced terms, but the media is most interested in new COVID cases. One of the things I have to say as a compliment to Bismarck Tribune, I haven't touched a paper version of a newspaper for years. I'm not sure that they still print them, but I do subscribe online, and they, in their description every day of, you know, the government numbers, they give a good disclaimer of how really minimal it all is. They put it in a context, which is so important, about how the vast majority of people recover. Most people have, you know, light to no, you know, symptoms, all those things, which is missing in most reporting, especially national reporting. And there is a fear out there, Scott, beyond anything I've ever seen. In fact, I've been quite surprised at how effective this particular time has been for the media to convince even what good, smart, common sense people, that they need to be more afraid than they probably need to be. From the very beginning, you might recall, and I know a lot of your listeners recall, I think you've mentioned this several times yourself, it was Donald Trump who said the cure cannot be worse than the disease. And yet, because there's been, I think, a disproportionate amount of credibility given to one segment of the overall, analytical community, that would be the viral experts, the virus experts or the healthcare experts, whose, desire is nobody ever gets a disease, and that's a noble desire. We've tried to somehow convince ourselves we're going to remove all risk. And consequently, we've traded in living for existing. And it's a really, really bad trade. I think it's just a horrible trade. I'm surprised how easily people have given up their freedoms.
You're surprised how easily people have given up their freedoms. We're going to talk about that when we come back. And your questions or comments, welcome for Senator Kevin Cramer on any and all topics. A lot of things in the news to cover with Senator Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Give us a ring.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, where they have beach blankets and beach towels today. You know what? I'll buy you a beach towel today if you're a first-time caller and you get through today on the program. First-time caller, never called before. Honor system, just tell Daniel that. You have a question for Senator Cramer. We love rewarding first-time callers here. Brings new people into the family. They contribute. We love it. 800-228-0550. I'm going to buy you one because it's such a good deal. It's going to cost me $20. 36 by 70 beach towel. They're big. They're made of that Giza Egyptian cotton that he uses in the sheets. Really durable. Machine washable and dryable, and they're the best. They also have beach blankets, the big 40 by 78 beach blanket. That's normally $39.99. They're $24.99 when you use the promo code Scott. Okay? So give us a ring today on What's on Your Mind. And go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott to get the good deal. So the beach blanket is normally $39.99. You get it for $24.99. The beach towel normally $30. You get it for $19.99. Use the promo code Scott at checkout at MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall. I just want to spend a moment on your line that you're surprised how quickly people gave up their freedoms. I think we're a compliant people, right, when we see a pandemic and everything else. But again, I don't know how much of the information was as a, you know, I would rather somebody like a Dr. Fauci or whoever says, here's the deal. We don't know a lot, okay? Here's what we think, but we don't know. We're going to give you what we know, and then you decide how you want to do this. And same thing with the governments and how they do it. I mean, Kevin, look at North Dakota. 500 deaths on an average annual basis. 200 long-term care. We've had 20 deaths with comorbidity. We've had no COVID-only deaths in North Dakota. We've had 20 comorbidity, meaning they died with COVID and something else, which, by the way, sadly, happens every day in America, every day in North Dakota, right? Because people that have, immunized health or they're elderly, they get a flu, they fall, and sadly, they can die. So what do we have an actual real threat here for giving up that freedom? Why did we do that?
We did it because we don't know very much about it. That's why. So we know a lot more about the flu, so now you can decide whether you want a vaccine or not. I've never been vaccinated for the flu. The only people I've ever known that gotten the flu got it from the vaccine. I'm not a big vaccine for virus sort of guy. But what we've learned is that you can do certain things to avoid getting, COVID and hand sanitation is a good one. Social distancing is a good one. Be careful when you grab doorknobs or whatever the case might be. All of that's not bad advice, but I think the great fear came from the unknown. Now we know a lot more about it. Now we don't know everything about it, but I think people are better informed now and are more able to make their own decisions. Here's the thing that I have found particularly frustrating in recent days and in the last couple of weeks probably, and that is since we, quote, reopened the economy, albeit in increments, there's been more COVID cases. Oh, and by the way, we now also do 750,000 tests a day in America. Obviously, more people test positive. And remember, most of those people wouldn't know they had COVID except for the test. That's another important thing to remember. The best way to not know you have COVID is don't take a test if you really want to, if mental health is important to you. In other words, I don't say this to be disrespectful, except that of course there's more cases of COVID when we reopen the economy. I thought that we knew that would happen. That's what surprises me, is that people are somehow, they act surprised that more 20 people in their 20s and 30s test positive for COVID since they started going to bars and restaurants again. I didn't know we didn't know that was going to happen. Isn't that what we knew was going to happen? So trading in living for existing, as I like to put it, it was a kind of a lousy trade. So let's deal with our knowledge. So, Scott, one of my favorite, Bible verses that I've been quoting a lot in talks and speeches and conversations, I don't know if I have here, it comes from Paul's second letter to Timothy, where he said, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, love, and a sound mind. What does that tell you? I think it speaks to the theme that Governor Burgum talks about a lot. First of all, we're strong people. Take a position of strength. Don't assume a position of weakness. God didn't give us a spirit of fear. Second, love, compassion. Be compassionate to one another. Be respectful of people that choose to do something different than you do, including, wearing a mask or quarantining themselves forever or, not wanting to shake your hand. That's fine. Be respectful of that, just as you should be respectful of people who choose not to do those, not to wear a mask. And that's the love part. And thirdly, sound mind, and that's the part that we seem to have left at the door so many times. use your brain, common sense. I know it's natural for North Dakotans. It's less natural, obviously, for people in New York. I mean, I can hardly believe that New York has been lauded by some in the media these days. When if there's a worse example of how to handle something than New York, I don't know what it would be. But anyway, that's sort of my rant for the day. But that's my frustration in a couple of minutes, Scott, is that we've given up, willingly given up freedoms.
And we did it. We did it because of fear, and fear that is being perpetuated more for political reasons than science reasons, right?
Well, it seems to me that you brought up Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci takes a lot of heat from conservatives, but I believe it's sort of misplaced. Dr. Fauci is one source of information, and he's an authoritative source of information, but. And as Rand Paul said, or as Peter Navarro said in his controversial op-ed the other day, he's never been right. Well, of course he's not right, because he's dealing with science. And, you know, if you say there's 100 people are going to die and 101 die, then you're not right. I understand that. But he's given us his best brain power, his best information, which isn't a lot of information, and that's fine. What you do with it is up to you. And he has been given a great deal of persuasive ability, I guess you'd say. And so,
the science can be interpreted a million different ways from whoever you talk to, him or whoever. And whoever's doling out the science, it is channeling the fear. They're using the you know, in other words, I think the fear is less of the actual science than it is of the politics.
I think that's exactly right, Skye. But just remember, if you want to live in a risk-free, you know, situation, get yourself a bubble. Don't eat too much. Don't drink at all. Don't drive. Really, don't go outside. 80,000 Americans are going to die this year, or maybe not this year because there's not as much driving. But in a typical year, 80,000 Americans are going to die from alcohol-related deaths. It would be easy to avoid all 80,000 of those deaths. Ban alcohol, if that's what you want to do.
But we live in a free society. People make those choices. Let's get Leanne in South Dakota here. First-time caller, so I'm going to buy her a MyPillow beach towel, and I can't wait to do it. Leanne, what's your question for Senator Kramer?
Hi. Short but sweet. Now, people are talking about cashless society, and I'm totally against that. I just feel that that'd be one more notch taken away from us. And just want your thoughts on that, and if this is really something that is going to materialize. I'll wait for your response on the radio.
All right, Leanne, and do me a favor, hold on, because Daniel's going to get your address so I can mail you the beach blanket for being a first-time caller. Love it, love it, love it. Thank you very much. Brett and Bismarck, you're up next for Senator Kramer. Questions, comments, welcome by text 701-367-2054. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503 or call us at 800-228-0550. What does Senator Kramer think about a cashless society? Leanne's question on that when we come back. Don't go away.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House Coronavirus Task Force is recommending that 18 states roll back reopening measures because of surging cases of COVID-19. But that appears in an unpublished report. The Center for Public Integrity obtained the report dated July 14th, just a few days ago. It's not clear why the task force did not release it. during what felt like a bit of a campaign-style event on the White House South Lawn yesterday. President Trump was touting his efforts to lift regulatory restrictions on business and industry nationwide.
For every one new regulation added, nearly eight federal regulations have been terminated.
Republican-turned-independent Michigan Congressman Justin Amash says he will not be running for re-election and won't be seeking the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination. And this is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back on What's On Your Mind, quick reminder on the program Monday, Dr. Scott Jensen will be here. He is that doctor legislator that early on said, why is the Health Department of Minnesota telling me I have to list these people as COVID deaths when they're not COVID deaths? Oh, that was a mistake. No, you don't have to do that. Yeah, okay. So they fixed it. Now they're investigating the guy for allegedly spreading misinformation about COVID. You can't make it up. You cannot make it up. Lynn Helms next week, too. There'll be a new round of numbers from the director's cut. And, of course, every time I hear about the director's cut, that's the monthly read of where we're at with oil and gas production. I think, yeah, what is it at now? Where is it going to be if activist judges get their way and shut down the Dakota Access Pipeline? So a lot to cover. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer, our guest, our first-time caller from South Dakota, Leanne, had a question related to a cashless society and what you thought of that. She said she's against it because she thinks it's just one more thing to take away. What do you think?
I completely agree with her, which is why, as a member of the Banking Committee, I have two really strong Democratic partners on the Banking Committee. One is Kyrsten Sinema, who's a classmate of mine. She's from Arizona. And, you know, not such a big surprise because she does join on a lot of more conservative ideas. The other one is Senator Bob Menendez. That may surprise people, Democrat from New Jersey. He and I are the lead sponsors on a couple of bills, including the Paycheck Protection Small Business Forgiveness Act. But he and I introduced a bill a couple of weeks ago that would prohibit retailers from declining cash payments from customers. And because you have all these businesses that are promoting this contactless digital payment and cashless retail small owners, I mean, they're pushing this cashless transaction. Nordstrom's one, Simon Malls, you know, people are probably familiar with them. They want to use Apple Pay and whatnot. But here's what people should know, and Leanne is probably one of these people. About 20% of households in this country either have none or limited access to checking and savings accounts. In some cases, they can't. In other cases, they choose not to. You know, there's about 6% that are completely unbanked, so they have no access. And by the way, this is especially true of Black Americans and Hispanic Americans. So legal tender means legal for a reason. Really, cash is the only thing you really can be certain of as a business. And so I absolutely oppose it. We propose penalties, fines on any business that requires cashless transactions. So we are putting cash back where it belongs as the king of money. And I'm all for all, you know, using other forms as well, but you ought to have the freedom. Everybody ought to have the freedom to use cash if they want, and no business should be able to reject it.
Appreciate the call. Brett and Bismarck, your next for Senator Cramer. Go ahead.
Good morning. Last time I called in, the Me Too movement was white hot. I know this is a subject that you probably don't want to talk about right now, but I asked Senator Cramer on that last call about the reports of a slush fund that supposedly or reportedly exists that has paid off this taxpayer money, that has paid off victims of sexual harassment by senators and congressmen. Now, the last time I called in, Senator Cramer was going to look into that, so I'm assuming that he has a report for me today.
Let me ask you something. How long ago did you call in on that question? Because I think that was
during the time when we. It was during the time when the Me Too movement was white hot.
So, like four or five years ago.
I don't know the exact date, but during the time, like I say, when it was in the news,
sure.
And there were a number of reports that said there is a slush fund or has been a slush fund, taxpayer funded, that has paid off victims of sexual harassment by government officials, congressmen, senators,
yeah.
And so on. When I asked you,
I remember
it,
the issue.
You're going to look into it.
Yeah, I remember the issue, and it was probably like 4 or 5 years ago, Scotty, as I recall, when this was happening. I remember some of the colleagues in the House, Republicans.
It was within the last year.
Oh no! It was probably three, four.
Well, when I called in, it was absolutely.
Yeah, I don't. Well, maybe, but that's not. I don't recall that then, but I do remember the issue.
So what's the answer to the question?
The question is there's no, quote, slush fund for that type of thing. Now, that's not to say that there's not an insurance fund of some sort. And as I recall, back to when I was in the House, when this was hot, there's a, it might either be with the employment or the personnel, division or agency. I forget where it exists. So that, in other words, if there is a settlement that has to be paid, or that is negotiated, or frankly that is ordered by a court, there would no doubt be some sort of a mitigation or a I'm losing the word I'm looking for here, but anyway, an insurance policy that would pay the person that was the victim.
Who pays the premiums on the insurance policy?
Well, and I don't know that insurance policy is the right word, but it'd be some sort of a fund.
Everybody pays in, and then they use it for a stated criteria or something.
Right, and in the case of public officials, or perhaps even whether they're elected or appointed, I think the caller wants to make the point: is it taxpayer funded? Well, it probably would be because, of course, their salaries are taxpayer funded. So it's probably a benefit of some sort, and a benefit's not even really the right word. I would have to get back to you on it. I honestly don't recall your call or your question. I recall the issue 3-4 years ago when it was, as you said, white hot, and a number of people were.
Yeah, it's just one of those. I think to Brett's point, I think you hear about these things, you say, are you kidding me? I mean, are you kidding me? There's a slush fund to pay for this stuff so they can pay off these, and then and it comes out as part of it, and you go, please tell me that's ended. So, and then you move on because there's something else.
Yeah, a slush fund is a easily used term. There's no slush fund that I'm aware of. If there is, I don't know of it. But there's very likely a mechanism. One of the things I recall, and as I talk about it and think about it, as I recall from that time, too, that there was some misinformation swirling around about, is remember that some of these negotiated settlements were to the benefit of the victim, not to the benefit of the congressional staffer or the member of the senator of the House. I don't remember that any senators were wrapped up in it, but I do remember some House members.
Well, I think you're right that obviously, hey, that their option was to sue. Or their option was to take a settlement. I think, all of us would say, well, that's fine if it's coming out of the pocket of the offender. Not so good if it comes out of, the taxpayers. So anyway,
well,
it
usually comes out of the fund of the employer. And in this case, the employer, of course, is the federal government. Because most employers protect against that sort of thing. Like, if somebody
so in other words, it's not some hush hush government deal way to protect members of Congress. You're saying it's a standard practice used in business that they use it in
yeah,
the
and I don't want to make it oversimplify it either, because one of the things members of Congress have a budget, and part of that budget, of course, they use for salaries and wages, and and then at the end of the year they give whatever money's back to the left over back to the Treasury. Some senators give back a lot, like me, some not as much, like maybe some others from larger states. But you know, to the degree that that would be part of the conversation. But remembering that compensation even has its limits. You can't pay somebody more than, for example, I think it's the Speaker of the House's salary. Nobody working in legislature in the Congress can make more than the Speaker of the House. You can make more than your boss, but you can't make more than the Speaker of the House.
If you do me a favor, we'll get your information. So the exact detail on what Senator Cramer's talking about, we can get to you, okay? So just hang on. We'll get the email address for you and pass that information along to Senator Cramer's office. Lynn in Amadon, North Dakota. Love it, love it, love it. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning. Say, I have something I'd like to bring up about the big defunding of the police. I totally support our law enforcement, and I think we all know the greatest percentage of them do their job, and they're there for what we need them for. Okay. What I've been thinking about lately is, you have teachers that have molested children, daycares that have abused children in whatever way. You don't hear any talk about let's defund the schools. There's bad apples in every...
Oh, interesting point. That's a good illustration. Yeah. That's a really good illustration. So you don't punish an entire institution or an entire industry because, you know, 1% of the employees of that institution or industry or whatever it might be are bad apples.
Right. You get rid of the bad apples. It's the same way most daycare providers do excellent work. I mean, they're there for our kids, and we're grateful for them. The teachers, we can't thank them enough for what they do to educate the children. Get rid of the teachers that are doing this. Get rid of, you know, whether it's the psychiatrist abusing the privileges with his patients.
I'm not so sure, Lynn, if that's the intent of the movement. Just get rid of bad actors. I think they have a whole different vision of law and order in the United States than we do. Is there a federal role in any of that, Kevin?
The federal role, to the degree that there is one, is to provide the resources to the good actors, to provide the resources for training, for whatever you need, whether it's tools, protection systems, you know, all of to the degree there's any role, that would be the role, but it shouldn't be any mandatory role. I think, Scott, you're onto something, and Lynn's point is really, you can put the left on its head, because the same people who want to defund all police officers, all police departments, and eliminate law enforcement because of one bad apple will protect the one bad apple in the other institutions you're talking about. They'll do anything to protect, a bad teacher or some other person that's doing harm if it's a liberal organization, because they, and this is why the police thing is, by the way, problematic, and this is why a large union just the other day endorsed Donald Trump, because it's a police union, and they've had it with, these people that want to destroy the entire country over this one issue. This is really a political issue. These people are using one or two bad cops or a single percentage maybe of bad cops to make a political point and score political points, and it's just pathetic in my mind.
Lynn, appreciate the call. Well said. A few seconds before we go to break here, can we start talking about PPP a little bit? A texter wants to know, will there be another round of PPP loans?
Well, yeah. Love to get into that after the break, I'm sure.
Is there a short answer to will there be another round of PPP
loans? There'll be another round, but it's going to look different, I'm sure.
All right. And the PPP rules, if you will, or regulations have changed. Senator Cramer, author of a bill there that has received a fair amount of notice. We'll talk about that, too, when we come back on What's on Your Mind and more of your calls in our final segment. Talk Radio Town Hall. Don't go away. So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, What a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From hot spring spas and pool tables, too. In Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, online at hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you. Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets. Your Home, Your Fortress. All free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC, our red, white, and you sale at Schwann Buick GMC right now, where you can shop one of the largest pre-owned inventories in the area. New shipments, fresh trades arriving daily. You're sure to find the vehicle to fit your lifestyle. Enclaves, Acadias, Yukon, Silverados, Equinoxes, Malibus, Cruises, some with very low miles, payments as low as $199 a month and all. With our lifetime warranty. Shop your used car superstore, Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind. One segment left with Senator Kevin Cramer. Let's make the most of it. Text question, will there be more PPP loans? Could I piggyback on that and ask you what has been done in the way of the changes that I understand the banks are pleased with? A lot of people that like the PPP loan structure, but didn't necessarily like some of the payback provisions have been altered. Update us.
So a couple of things. First of all, I did introduce a bill along with Bob Menendez. It's called the Paycheck Protection Small Business Forgiveness Act, which I was hoping we could get our North Dakota Bankers Association and community bankers and credit unions to support and help me get others to support it. And before I could have the webinar, which had over 300 bankers on the other day. Every banking association in America supported it, including every state. And that would provide a one-page attestation where the borrower just attests. If their loan is $150,000 or less and they would attest that they used it the way it was intended, which the vast majority did, then they would automatically have it forgiven. And that would literally save every business that borrowed money at $150,000 or less, which in North Dakota is 86% of them, in the country 85% of them, that would save them $2,000 alone. And in North Dakota, that's like $35 million. And then the banks would save $500 a loan, which is about another $9 million. So in North Dakota, there were 19,724 loans for about $1.8 billion. So that has garnered tons of support. I would expect that would be a part of the next round. With regard to the next round, there's a bill that I'm a co-sponsor of that Todd Young introduced, and that is called the Restart Act. And we'll be looking at doing something similar to PPP, except instead of it being quite as generous as PPP was, the forgiveness piece of it's going to be based more on, it's going to be more targeted based on revenue loss. So there will be a little more accountability structure, a little more demonstration, because of course we have the time now. PPP was put out in a crisis with urgency. We sort of built the plane while we flew it, which turned out largely good, but not perfect, and that's why we're doing some cleanup now. So I think there will be something like that. In fact, new guidelines that came out today on the Main Street Lending Program included a lot more better terms for nonprofits. So that's very good for colleges, universities, charities. So we're really working on getting better and better at this as the programs get expanded and extended.
Tim says, Scott, I'm in the marine seismic industry. I will lose my job September 11th as a result of all the worldwide shutdowns. Because of this, I'll lose my house. I cannot get my income on shore. I would like Congress to allow taxpayers to access penalty-free their IRAs, say up to $100,000, maybe allow those who lost jobs in 2020, 2021 to do this. It would help to refinance and lower our monthly mortgage payment. I'll be 57 in early August, and getting a new career is difficult at this stage.
Boy, that's a great point, and that's a really good specific suggestion, Scott. And there's been talk of doing some of that, and I thought we maybe even did in the first CARES Act, but to make it a little easier for people to access their retirement without penalty. And that's more than reasonable given what's being imposed on people. And that's actually a very good example of a case where that should definitely be the case. So I'll look into it right away and work on it if it's not already in the works.
Stay tuned. Scott Anetta for Senator Kramer. Go ahead. Scott, are you there?
Yeah, sorry.
Go ahead with your question. Okay. Yep.
Well, I guess I've got off topic. I'm kind of back where you were a little while ago on the COVID thing. It's like, this country needs to get back to life. This has gone on. Everybody needs to think back to World War II vets. If you knew one of them, think about them men, what men they were. I worked with a World War II vet for 12 years, side by side. I'm a carpenter. And when you're working with a guy in a carpentry business, you're holding the other tape of that man. You get to know him very well. He was a World War II vet. He was in the nursing home his last few years. And I went to visit him. And we got talking about war. And before he went to the nursing home, his grandson was living with him. And he says, yeah, my grandson's living. He's got this, what they call post-war disorder. And he talked about it with kind of a, whatever. So I asked him, I said, understand, and I'm not, he's a World War II vet. I said, so what is PTSD, post-war disorder? He says, he looked at me straight in the eye. 96-year-old man laying in the nursing home had a total conscious of his mind. The man remembered things from when he was 3 years old. His mind was, his body was just shutting down. He looked me in the eye, and he's talking about his grandson, and he says, same damn thing I've got. We just went to work. This country is getting too soft. We need to get back and just suck it up. We're so soft. We tell people they have something, so therefore you can't. so they don't. We're telling people they have COVID so you can't go to work, so they don't. We tell them you have COVID, there's COVID out there, so you can't go out and eat, so they don't.
We're going to have to let Scott have the last word, but that was pretty good, wasn't it?
I'm just listening, man.
Scott, thank you. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the passion and concern. And it is time to remember the grit that built this country, you bet.
If you are concerned about an elderly loved one who may be in need of long-term care, Northland Pace Senior Care Services could be the perfect alternative. Northland Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid-approved program that promotes independence through the coordination of all health services. That allows participants to continue living safely and with dignity at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit them online at northlandpace.com. That's northlandpace.com. It's the care you want for the people you love.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.